I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. There was a bungalow colony in the Catskills, which posed the question to Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Dayan in Yerushalayim, in which they had a kosher, Mahadrin, Eruv, going around the bungalow colony, and within the Eruv was a pool with an enclosed gate. There was a gate surrounding the pool, and they wanted to know, they asked the Minchas Yitzchak, whether they're able to carry on Shabbos in that enclosed area, in the pool area. The Minchas Yitzchak paskin that they weren't able to. It's a bit surprising and interesting. I hope to explain his psak. The Gemara in today's daf, Erev and Daf Chof Dal, continues on a conversation that we began yesterday, in Erev and Daf Chof Gimel, in that the only time you're able to carry in an area, if it's mukaf lidir, if it's enclosed, in order to live in that area. And the Gemara in the bottom of Chaf Gimel Mavez, which we discussed yesterday, talks about Zra'im Mevateldi, that there are certain things that are able to constitute an area uninhabitable. If you plant produce there, it's uninhabitable, and there are consequences of having an area that's uninhabitable. If it's larger than a Beis HaSayim, a certain measurement, then it could invalidate the entire Eruv. And even if it's less than a Beis HaSayim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to carry from inside your house to that area. The Gemara in today's daf, Erev and Daf Chof Dalet, discusses what if you have an open area in which was flooded with water. And there's a distinction about whether the water is similar to Zra'im in that it's Mevatel the Dir, that it makes the area uninhabitable. And the halacha is that as long as that water is drinkable, we don't consider it Mevatel Dira. Many posts expand that as well, and they say if you're able to use that water, it's not that dirty, you're able to clean, you're able to do the laundry with that water, that's also a use that wouldn't make it Mevatel Dira. And obviously, swimming as well. That should certainly make sense, that it wouldn't be Mevatel Dira. However, points out the Minchas Yitzchak, that's only if you have an open area. It's part of a larger area in which there is real Dira. People actually live there. The question of whether the water coming is able to be Mevatel Dira, remove the status of its being Mukuf Ladira, that's where we say as long as it's used, even for recreational purposes, it's still able to be part of that larger Eruv, and you would be allowed to carry there. However, in a case in which it's self-enclosed, and there's no real living purpose there, the only purpose is for recreational purposes, then you wouldn't be able to carry there. The self-enclosed area, even though it's within the greater Eruv, still, that self-enclosed area is not Mukuf Ladira. It's not enclosed for living purposes, it's enclosed for recreational purposes, for achitza, for washing yourself. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to carry in that enclosed area. An expansion of this halacha could have drastic implications if you have a park in a community. Even if there's a community-wide Eruv, if that park is self-enclosed with a gate, that's omim ruba ala paratz, and all the different criteria in order to make it kosher mechitzos, to self-enclose, to create a rishus by itself of the park, it would seem that according to this argument of the Minchas Yitzchak, you wouldn't be allowed to carry inside that park. You wouldn't be able to bring a stroller inside the park. You wouldn't be allowed to bring snacks for your kids to play with. Similarly, if you would have an enclosed tennis court or basketball court, all of these scenarios which you have a self-enclosed area, and the self-enclosure isn't for the purpose of living, but just for recreational purposes, according to the Minchas Yitzchak, it would be a problem. However, many poskim that I've heard disagree with this, and obviously everyone should ask their own posik about this fascinating question, but it seems like a compelling reason. So how do I avoid this problem of the Minchas Yitzchak? So some suggest that recreational purposes is Dira itself. That's living. Lounging around by the pool, swimming in the pool, playing in a park, that's actual living. That, of course, would satisfy Mukuf Ladira. It's enclosed for the purpose of living. The discussion of the Gemara of water perhaps posing a problem would be if you don't use that water for recreational purposes. You perhaps use it in order to draw water to drink from. So you don't live in the area of where the water is. But rather, you may draw water from it in order to live. That's when we have this discussion that since it's drinkable, we don't say it's mevatel the dira. It doesn't remove that area's status as inhabitable. But when we're dealing with a swimming pool or a park in which their purpose is for recreation, that in itself would be considered mukaf dira, and you would be allowed to carry inside that area.